7 o'clock is the time. The Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, is on. With Joshua Cosman, classical music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and technical creator, Kira Pace. Kira Pace is here, along with our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez. This is Minds Over Matter.
All right. I guess since you took the music down, that means I'm supposed to talk now. So welcome to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely weekend. And we also hope you can spare us an hour of your very valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter, the aforementioned, is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are hoping for your participation out there. Our lines are totally open right now. Well, almost. Yes, they are. Steve hung up on somebody, I think. And anyway, the lines are open, so it's a great time to call. Please make note of these two numbers. We encourage you to use them. They are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, Kira is writing down everything else right now. So,
everything else covered.
Since Kira writes down whatever I tell her, it's like your introduction. So, I wish. Anyway, so that's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to mention our email address to you, it is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So again, that is mindsovermatter1. That is the numeral one. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show generally, but it's always great to hear from our listeners. So if you have a comment or a question, feel free to do that. Also want to remind you that if the signal is a little weak in your area, you can always go to kalw.org. and look at their live stream right now, or listen to their live stream, I should say. Again, that is kalw.org. And a podcast should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and a lot of other places, but start with KALW, okay? All right, all that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kira Pace, the aforementioned, wrote her name in parentheses and pushed the index card over. And really, that's about all the show's about. Get right down to it.
Joshua Cosman's face is increasingly taking after MC Hammer. You can't touch this.
Okay.
Now that our moderator Dana Rodriguez's favorite candidate, Mayor Pete, has folded like a house of cards, can Harold Stassen be far behind?
That's right. He'll always have my vote. All right. All that being said, we will start with Kira Pace.
All right. So I have a Dana question and a Dana question and a Josh question. So I will start with the Dana question, and perhaps I will also get to ask
a
the Josh
wise
question.
Foreign policy.
Sure. So here we go. What actress once called the most exciting woman in the world by Orson Welles was classified as a sadistic nymphomaniac by the CIA in a dossier filed after she made Lady Bird Johnson cry? Can't say any of these words.
She made
Lady Bird Johnson cry. And for that, the CIA wrote her up as
Sounds
a sadistic
to me like,
nymphomaniac. Well, for other reasons, too, but...
An actress or a singer? Because I recall an incident with Eartha Kitt.
Answer is Eartha Kitt.
All right.
Yeah. Who was not a sadistic nymphomaniac, as far as we know and as far as she herself knows, but...
All right. Yeah. There you go.
What did she say to Lady Bird?
I don't know.
She said, and I will quote, "You send the best of this country off to be shot and maimed. No wonder the kids rebel and take pot." And she said that at a 1968 White House luncheon.
There you go.
Wow. Go Eartha.
Right. You want the Josh question?
Yep.
Sure.
All right. So it's a Josh question in as much as it's sort of a Groucho Marx movies question. But I will only give you a couple, only a handful.
I don't even know what it is yet.
Are you ready?
I am so ready.
What are Lydia's tattoos? What are they of? Lydia, the tattooed lady,
right.
I would like her tattoos. She has 18 of them that are listed in the song.
Oh, God. I don't know how many I can do.
You only have to do a couple.
The Battle of Waterloo is there.
She has the Battle of Waterloo is the first one mentioned.
Oh.
Beside it, the Wreck of the Hesperus, too.
That's the second one. Very nice.
You've got a bunch, don't you?
I know the whole song.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
All right, give me a second here. And on a clear day, you can see. No.
It's local, yes. On a clear day.
You can
it's
see.
It's a local place.
Alcatraz.
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
All right.
That's a bell, third bell. And I, since you know the whole song, I will give you. You've already done one. You can have four more, and that counts as a handful.
When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson.
That is correct. Andrew Jackson is one.
Let's see. The Trilon.
Mm-hmm. Well, who is unveiling the Trilon?
Grover Whalen's unveiling the Trilon.
Right.
On the West Coast, you have Treasure Island.
Yes.
Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Mm-hmm. Here's her social security number.
All right. I think that is it.
All right. So wait, what is the Trilon?
The Trilon and the Perisphere were made up things. They were basically made up words used for the 1939 New York World's Fair.
They were actual exhibits.
They were building. I mean, they were like structures, but they just made up the names. They didn't exist before.
That's great.
Yeah, the Trilon was the tall pyramid one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a whole bunch of belts.
And Grover Whalen was the official greeter for the fair.
Got it.
There you go. All right. So you want to leave it out for anybody else to get some more? Is that
yes,
the idea?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So we have, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8 done. So there's 10 more tattoos on Lydia, the tattooed lady. So I'd like you to tell me what they are.
Oh, and the...
Not you two. Not you two. You don't
right.
get to tell me anymore.
And there's a painting by Mendel Picasso.
Oh, my gosh. What part of no more? Okay. You have Mendel Picasso since you just took it, but no more.
All right. Okay.
Until later.
All right.
Until this question tanks with the audience.
And we do have some lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134, again, with a question or answer, or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Josh, you go ahead.
I'm trying to remember what movie Lydia is in. Is it? It's not Duck Soup. It's,
I thought it was A Day at the Races, right?
It's At the Circus.
Oh, it's At the Circus.
At the
Circus.
Yeah. Really? You
yeah.
Sure?
Oh,
okay.
No,
I'm sure I wouldn't doubt you. But
and it's, you know who wrote the song?
I don't.
Harold Arlen and Yip Harbor.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. At the Circus.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those in years. You're familiar with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame includes many inductees, solo acts, and groups. Seven of those Hall of Fame inductees have numbers in their names. How many of those can you name?
Not 50 cents.
Not yet.
You said there are a mixture of solos and groups?
No, I just said the Hall of Fame has solos and groups. But
when you say numbers in their names.
Numbers in their names.
So, I mean, it could be – I mean, they could be included in the name. It's not like the number – is meant to be a number, is what I'm saying. It could be part of
well,
their,
I'm not
like
include,
their name.
No, I'm not – all right.
Like
I'm not including Fleetwood Mac, which has TWO in the middle.
Yeah, that's
no.
what I –
No,
what
no,
I'm
no. These are actual numbers used as numbers.
Are the Four Tops?
The Four Tops is one.
Oh, yeah. U2.
U2 is another.
Jackson 5? Right.
Oh. And the Jackson 5. So that's three.
Damien said Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails is correct. All right. That's good.
Right.
That's four out of the seven. Yeah, I actually – put this question on my list a few weeks ago, and then I didn't get to it. And 3 days later, Nine Inch Nails were inducted.
That's why
I had to.
Yeah. It just happened. Okay,
so it was six when I originally did the question, but now it's seven. All right. So Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees that have a number in their name. We got the Four Tops. We got the Jackson 5. We've got U2 and Nine Inch Nails. And there are three more.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Zeed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So I'd like to thank the caller who called last week about the championship.
Oh, the squash.
All right.
Yeah. Won by Egypt 3 times in a row. Very young woman. She's really beautiful. Her name is Noor, N-O-U-R, Ersherbini. Very pretty, and she, unbelievable, she does miracles. It's good. You can Google her and see how she did 3 times in a row, the international championship. Okay, so 38% of beer drinkers in the last few weeks stopped buying this brand. You know what brand?
Corona.
You read it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You read it. Okay. What Corona means, by the way?
Crown. Sorry, crown. Josh is going in for that, too.
It's all right.
Yeah, crown. Okay. Second question. Our planet Earth only have one moon. It's the only one that really have one moon. There's a small, tiny moon that they also go around, but pretty small, about a car size. But which planet? There's only one planet in the whole solar system that have two moons. Which one?
Two moons is Mars, right?
Two moons is Mars. Okay. What is the name of the moons of Mars?
Is it Deimos and Phobos?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. What Deimos means and what Phobos means?
That's fear and I always forget Deimos.
Yeah.
Well, the best way to say it is running away. Running away. You know, I don't know who named them, but actually both of these moons are going to crash on the surface of Mars in the near future. Well, it was a good show, so I'll leave more time for people to call.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of cities questions. These are deal with U.S. cities. First of all, I'd like the 3 largest cities in the United States named after Roman mythological figures. What are the 3 largest cities in the United States named after Roman mythological figures?
Jupiter Falls.
Jupiter, Florida.
No. Probably it has to be. So it has to be the list I had went to 200. So of the cities. So
there are 200 cities in America.
No, 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 no. The list listed the 200 biggest cities in the U.S.
Okay.
So these were the only 3 I could find.
I see. Out of the 200.
Out of the 200 largest cities in the U.S., these are the 3 I could find.
Athens, Georgia. No.
No.
Probably not.
Not a mythological figure and not Roman.
Oh, right. That is Greek.
That is Greek.
She's mythological.
Who is? Oh, Athena.
Athena?
Oh, I beg your pardon. You're right. I was thinking of the city rather than the goddess, but you're right.
So, again, what are the 3 largest cities in the United States named after Roman mythological figures?
Yeah. All right. We're going to think about that
second
while
question.
You guys are talking.
What are the 4 largest cities in the United States with colors in their names? And they have to be colors
as a standalone, like Greenville, Greenville, North Carolina?
That is perfectly acceptable.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Greenville. No, not Greenville, North Carolina. What am I? You're thinking of another. Not Greenville.
Greensboro.
There you go. Okay. All right, 4 largest cities in the U.S. with colors, and they're English colors. Accepted color is not a version of another color.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
So no Baton Rouge.
No.
White Plains, New York.
No.
Why is that funny? That's a city.
It's not in the top 200
big enough.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't mind you saying I got the answer wrong. I just don't like you snickering at my guesses.
Okay. So again, what are the 3 largest cities in the U.S. named after Roman mythological figures? That means in the top 200 largest cities in the U.S. And what are the 4 largest cities in the U.S. with colors, English colors, in other words, accepted English colors, in their names?
Brownsville Station.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Not in the top 200 anymore.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, how about Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yes, Green Bay, Wisconsin is number 4.
Ooh. Orange, California.
Orange, California is number 3. Very good.
Ah-ha. Maddie calls from the bullpen. The other Roman mythological, how about Cincinnati?
No, Cincinnatus was the Roman general. He wasn't a mythological figure yet. No.
That makes sense. Okay. The one tattoo that always comes to mind, if you tell aware, Washington crossing the Delaware.
That's correct. That is another one.
Okay. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers with numbers in their titles.
Go ahead.
Dave Clark, 5.
Correct.
Good.
Four Seasons.
Correct.
And that's where I stop at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, I got a quick question for all of you.
Yes.
What 1970s comedian put out an album entitled Mind Over Matter?
Oh, this is ringing a bell.
Damien suggested George Carlin.
Nope.
Right.
Mind Over Matter.
But he was on an early episode of Saturday Night Live.
Is it
Albert Brooks?
No.
No, not Steve Martin. Who's
No, I was going to say Stephen Wright, but
that's good.
He's later, I think.
No, I'm sure.
He started in the 70s, I think.
Who was Woodhouse and Archer? No.
I don't know what that is.
So he was on Saturday. He was in an early episode of Saturday Night Live?
Yes, he was.
Mind Over Matter. Oh, this is.
Was he also a co-director with Warren Beatty, by any chance, in anything?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No, you're thinking of Buck Henry?
I was thinking of Buck Henry.
Right. No, not Buck Henry.
What's notable about
there was about, and similar to Albert Brooks, rewriting the national anthem. And I think he may have played harmonica on the album. I can listen to it again.
Oh, Robert Klein.
It's Robert Klein.
Right. The harmonica gave it away.
Of course. Okay, we're done.
All right.
Thanks, Parker.
Thank you.
Bye.
And Kira, your turn.
I was unprepared. So, how about this? In the history of the Billboard Hot 100, only 7 primarily foreign language songs have ever reached number 1. What are they?
La Bamba.
That is one of them by
Richie Valens.
Wrong. That only hit 22 in 1958. Mm. I'll still give it to you, but
please.
It was in the 80s. It was Los Lobos.
Oh,
it was
their
the
version?
Yeah.
All right. I know that version too, but I didn't know it was.
And just to make Dana feel a little better, most of them are before La Bamba. So.
Yeah.
Well, I have another one.
Give me, just read the question once more.
Sure. Mm-hmm. In the history of the Billboard Hot 100, only 7 primarily foreign language songs have ever reached number 1. What are they?
Is Sukiyaki one?
It sure is.
Yeah.
By Kyo Sakamoto. The same year, another one hit. But yes, Sukiyaki.
Yeah. All right.
How about Tequila?
No.
Didn't hit number
one. Champs did not hit number 1.
Damien suggested the Macarena.
The Macarena, yes, 1996. Does Damien know by whom?
Oh, no. Do you? No? He's thinking.
Well, it's Los Toya.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay, so how many more?
And, Bayside Boys. There are 4 more left. So we have Sukiyaki in 1963, we have La Bamba in 1987, and we have the Macarena in 1996. One is after the Macarena, and the other 3 are before La Bamba.
Damien suggested Boogie Nights by Heatwave.
No, that was not in English. Are you just randomly saying songs
listen to
now?
Listen to the questions, Damien. Okay. So just read that once more for people.
Sure. In the history of the Billboard Hot 100, only 7 primarily foreign language songs have ever reached number 1. What are they? And we already have Sukiyaki, La Bamba, and Macarena, looking for 4 more.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Over her left kidney was a bird's eye view of Sydney.
That's a great rhyme, but no, I don't think so.
Really?
I think that subsequent versions of the song may have added additional lyrics, but as far as the original version goes, the one sung by Groucho Marx, not in there, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a question. Is this Damien Minor that you're referring to?
Yes.
I just worked with a woman named Gwen Minor, and I wondered if he was related to her.
According to him, no.
Okay. I've wondered ever since I heard him on the radio. That's all I got.
That he knows of. So, all right. And Josh, you go ahead.
All right. So I have a world geography question. Bear with me here now. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for pairs of countries in which each country shares the majority of its land border with the other. So, for example, Canada is 100% bordered by U.S. U.S. is bordered more than 50% by Canada. So that's one pair. There are eight others. Conversely, Denmark shares all its land border with Germany, but it's such a tiny proportion of Germany's border that it doesn't count. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but since
They're each other's biggest.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
So
all right.
U.S. and Canada is one, and then there are eight others scattered around the globe.
What about China and Russia? Are they each other's biggest?
No.
Okay.
Would Kazakhstan and Russia be?
No. Russia laughs at everybody. Nobody gets 50% of Russia.
Oh, I didn't realize it had to be over 50%. I thought it was
It's over 50% both directions.
Okay. Sorry. Other's biggest was it. Okay.
No. It has to be more than 50% in both directions.
So France and Spain would not be in that.
That is correct. France and Spain would not.
Okay. All right. And could you divide them up by continents, sort of?
I can when it gets to that time. I mean, that's what
I mean.
Are
there any in Europe that were?
There are some in Europe. Okay. They're all over.
Like Lesotho, would that count?
Well, no. Think about where South Africa's borders are.
What proportion of it is
taken up by
Lesotho.
So it's
not enough that one of the countries is surrounded by the other.
It's very much not. They have to be both codependent in that way.
All right. Okay.
Since you ask, I can tell you, and maybe this will save you some time.
Spain and Portugal.
None of them are in Africa. Spain and Portugal is correct. Take a bell.
Mm. I will take that bell.
Okay.
Right. And what about, is it Malaysia and Indonesia?
It is Malaysia and Indonesia. Well done, you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
So there's six more.
Okay. Right. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have one guess and one question.
Yes.
Brazil 66 Sergio Mendes song? I can't remember the name of the song. Was that one of the Billboard top ones?
I'm sorry, what was the name
of the
song?
That's a good guess, though.
I don't remember the name of the song, but it was on Brazil 66.
Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66?
Oh, okay. No, it's not, I'm afraid. Sorry. I don't know the song, so
okay.
I didn't...
So my question is, the tattooed lady had the New York World's Fair 1939.
It's true.
Structure on it. What were the iconic structures for the Seattle and the New York 1960s World's Fairs?
Oh, I see. The Seattle Space Needle was that one, and then New York was what was it called?
It was the Globe, that big.
Yeah,
wasn't
it
the
has
globe?
A name.
But
it
I don't.
Had a name.
Yeah.
Something, it was the something sphere, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Bathysphere.
It wasn't a bathysphere. That goes underwater, and that was in Lausanne and not a World's Fair. oh, my gosh. How do I not remember this? The Herosphere.
It's still on the side of the world.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's three syllables long, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right. That's where I stop.
We don't know.
It's the Unisphere.
Unisphere. All right. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And all right, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Excuse me. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight, that would be Ms. Kira Pace, technical editor from the San Francisco Chronicle, classical music critic Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. The last few times that Josh has been on, I have done obscure words that begin with certain letters, and I'm going to do that again tonight. These are obscure words that begin with a K. A K. So, if you have not heard this before, I give you the meaning of the word, and you tell me what the word is. Remember, all the answers begin with the letter K.
Are there seven of them?
There are nine of them.
What?
Yeah. I went crazy.
Tradition's going out the window.
Yeah, I know. So obscure words that begin with K. Number one, a study of wave motion. Number two, an Eastern European rye beer. Number three, a brain disease transmitted by cannibalism. Number four, a government by judges. Number five, a statue of a nude male. Number six, to flog. Number seven, a small pocket violin. Number eight, deceptive trickery or nonsense. And number nine is hangover or uproar. So again, these are all obscure words that begin with the letter K. Number one, I give you the meaning of the word. You tell me what the word is. Number one, a study of wave motion. Number two, Eastern European rye beer. Number three, a brain disease transmitted by cannibalism. Number four, a government by judges. Number five, a statue of a nude male. Number six, to flog. Number seven, a small pocket violin. Number eight, deceptive trickery or nonsense. And number nine, a hangover or uproar. And I'll give you each one to start with here.
Go ahead.
Sorry, no, I'm still stuck. I'm stuck on the brain disease one because I thought it was like Jakob Kreuter, but that
it's related. It's the prion disease that comes that they get in Papua New Guinea,
right? And it uses a name that is from Papua New Guinea.
Like
four syllables,
it's,
lots of vowels.
No, it's two syllables, four letters.
This is the native name for it.
Basically. Right,
it's two syllables, four letters. You said?
Yeah, it's like kudu or kunu or kufu.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to go for it because I couldn't remember the vowels.
Right.
Hangover or uproar is Katzenjammer.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Good.
And
I'll give you another one.
I'm going to take another one. The Eastern European rye beer is kvass.
That's correct. Kvass or kvass. Very good. All right. So Eastern European rye beer is kvass, and or the hangover or uproar is Katzenjammer. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Meredith from Palo Alto.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi. I have a list of composers' names, which are all common English nouns or verbs, and I'm wondering if you could name 10 or fewer.
Oh, I suspect Josh is all over this.
You mean just unprompted? Like, think of what they are?
Cage.
Cage is
Cage,
one.
Cage, yeah, right.
Bird, if you spell it with a... all right.
No, these don't have spelling changes.
Oh, all right.
So, hide and seek.
Frank Bridge.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
If he's on your list. Let's think. What else? They're going to be mostly.
Oh, Glass.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Glass. Yes.
Reich.
This was for Josh.
Well, no, we can all play. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I think you're all doing better.
Let me think. I'm trying.
So you have, I'm sorry, you have 10? Is that what you said?
David Diamond.
Oh, I don't know him.
Okay. There's a young guy who won the Pulitzer Prize a couple years ago. His name is Kevin Putz, P-U-T-S. That's a...
Wouldn't that be a Z, actually? Putz, a verb,
Right, exactly.
Sure. Okay.
He spelled it with a Z, and then he got famous, and he decided to spell it with an S.
Does the Smith of Von Smith count?
No.
Let's see. I don't know. This is a good question. I got to think some more about it. I assume they're all Americans or Brits, right? I mean,
yes, that's a safe assumption.
Yeah. But the Brits I'm thinking of have names that aren't exactly. Huh. Well, I don't want to keep everybody waiting. Let me.
All right. We'll work on that.
We'll work on it and come back to you.
Do you want to? We can put you on hold and you can give the answers if you like.
Sure. I'll do that.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. Stay on the line, please.
Thanks.
All right. In the meantime, Kira, why don't you go ahead? Isn't it your turn? Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, it's not your turn?
Yeah.
No, he just gave the K letter, the K words.
Yeah, he sure did. All right. Quick question, once I find it. Okay, so there are a handful, I think it's seven movies where the best actor and best actress from that year's Oscars are from the same film. In two of these cases, Jack Nicholson was the best actor, and I just want the names of the two ladies who are the best actress in the years where best actor and best actress came from the same film.
Well, one was Louise Fletcher getting best actress for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
And that's correct. What's the other?
No, because Terms of Endearment, he won supporting.
He was supporting, yeah. and also As Good as It Gets, he won supporting, right?
No, that's Best Actor. Oh, that's the other one.
Oh, Helen Hunt.
That's
correct.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, all right.
Good.
And I guess since you got those so quickly, do you want to name the other five movies that have that won Best Actor, Best Actress same year?
Well,
It happened
one night.
Sure. Right out of the gate.
Yeah. And the other one?
Oh, yeah, the other one where everybody wins is
Silence of the Lambs.
There it is. All right, so three more. Between Cuckoo's Nest and Silence of the Lambs, so that really narrows it
chronologically?
Down. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Best actor and best actress.
I'd have to think this out.
Yeah.
Which I...
It's such a tiny period. You have a 1 in 4 chance
say.
Of just listing
it. Right. Think it over while I take another call. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's
Hi.
Tom in Southern California.
Hi,
how
Tom.
Are you all doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Some of the country pairs. How about Haiti and the Dominican Republic?
That is correct. Well done.
Yeah, and like maybe Myanmar and Thailand?
It's a good guess, but not right. And I'm trying to think why it's not right. But
they have Laos.
They have Laos and Cambodia taking up a lot of
taking up a lot of space. Okay, but Chile and Argentina.
That is correct.
Yay! Okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did you get them all yet?
No, we're missing one.
It's the MC5.
No.
No, shoot. We should be in there.
Should be.
Okay, largest cities. How about West Orange, New Jersey?
No.
Redding?
No.
No? All right. The Roman one. I don't know. Is Pomona Roman or Greek?
Yes, that's Roman. Is that Pomona, Roman? California. Roman? Pomona was the... What was she?
Goddess of fruits or something.
Yeah, goddess of fruitful abundance.
Huh.
Very good.
Right. Yeah, I knew that because of all the orchards there. Foreign language songs.
Yep.
About Valare? Was that number
Ooh.
One?
That's the first one. Its name is Nel Blu de Pinto de Blu. But yeah, better known as Valare. Do you know who did it?
I have no idea.
It's Domenico.
Whoa. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I see. sorry. Did not catch your joke right away. My bad. Domenico Modugno. And it was also Italy's 1958 entry into Eurovision. Yeah. And it won the first ever Grammy for Song of the Year. And it is the only foreign song to have done so. So that's a bunch of information on Volare.
Yay. Some of the K words. Is Hangover Uproar, is that kerfuffle?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Let me just check this. No, that's Cats and Jammer, yes.
Oh, that was already got Cats and Jammer.
Yeah. Right.
Ah, okay. Study of wave motion, that's not kinesiology, is it?
No.
I know that's like study of motion, but I don't know if that's wave. Okay. I think that's all I have. Only question I have, what were the top three, according to Pollstar, what were the top three grossing North American tours in 2019 of music groups?
Oh. 2019.
Or music acts, let's put it that way.
Well, Rolling Stones didn't tour last year, did they?
They did. Yeah, that was number one.
Oh.
I feel like I want to say did the Eagles tour? Did I make that up?
They did, but they were not there.
It wasn't last
not
year.
Not in the top.
Wasn't Glenn Frey dead by then? He's dead.
Well, they
Glenn Frey is dead.
That doesn't mean they stopped.
Yes, duh.
Frey.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, they were. Yeah, they only. They, according to this, they played 4 shows, but they got them to number 58 in total gross.
Hmm.
Didn't Fleetwood Mac have a tour last year?
I don't
Fleetwood
know.
Mac did. They were number 8.
Okay.
Was Springsteen on tour last year? Was that?
He did his Broadway show.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he did the Broadway show, which they considered it was.
Yeah.
So, and that was in the top 200 somewhere. Right. I remember correctly. That one had like the largest average ticket price.
I'm sorry, did you say these were all groups or not?
Well, the first one was a group. The second one is a solo artist. And the third one is a kind of combination of both. It's, you know, blank and the blank.
The 3 highest grossing rock and roll tours last year, you know,
Was one of them a solo female singer?
No, okay. Solo male.
Solo male.
Oh, solo male. no, you
very
better.
Classic, classic old Elton John.
All right.
And number 3 was incredibly Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Don't make faces about Bob Seger in my
company. No, I'm just surprised that in the year of our Lord 2019, he was the number 3 act. Good for him.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good job. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're a little past halfway. Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, you go first.
Okay. First, I am looking for the 18 tattoos on Lydia the Tattooed Lady, the original version of the song. So far, we have the Battle of Waterloo, the Wreck of the Hesperus, Washington Crossing the Delaware, Andrew Jackson, Alcatraz, Mendel Picasso, Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon, Treasure Island, Nijinsky, and the social security number, and whatever Dana's just about to say. Oh, I felt like, no? Okay.
No, I'm just trying to remember all the different ones.
I'm also looking for, in the history of the Billboard Hot 100, only 7 primarily foreign language songs have ever reached number 1. I'm looking for 3 more. We already have Volare, Sukiyaki, La Bamba, and Macarena. So 3 more. And I think, all right, and I just randomly asked for Oscar movies where Best Actor and Best Actress in the same year were won by the same film. And so far we have It Happened One Night, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Silence of the Lambs, and As Good as It Gets. So there are 3 more.
I'm looking for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame acts that have a number in their name. There are 7 of them. We got 4 Seasons, 4 Tops, Jackson 5, U2, Dave Clark 5, and recently 9 Inch Nails. There's 1 left to go. And also looking for pairs of countries in which each country shares the majority of its land border with the other. So it has to be more than half of the land border in both directions. Canada and the U.S. is 1. We've got Chile, Argentina, Malaysia, Indonesia, Portugal, Spain, and Dominican Republic and Haiti. And that is 4 more, which Kira has another one on her mind.
No, I don't actually know. Does South Korea share half its border with North Korea?
Yes, but North Korea shares a big old border with China and Russia.
Yeah.
And before I pass the baton to Dana, I'm going to jump in and say the brain disease is Kuru, K-U-R-U.
That is correct.
Just came to me.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right. So I'm looking for the 4 largest cities in the U.S. with colors, English, in their names. We have 3 of them. So Greensboro, North Carolina, Orange, California, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's 1 left. And the 3 largest cities in the U.S. named after Roman mythological figures. The only one we have of those is Pomona, California. Pomona was the goddess of fruitful abundance. I gave you obscure words that begin with K. I gave you the meanings of those words. I want you to tell me what the words are. The ones we have left are study of wave motion, government by judges, statue of nude male, to flog, a small pocket violin. That's what you tell people you're doing anyway. And let's see, deceptive trickery or nonsense.
So I know this sounds stupid, and it's certainly wrong, but I'm going to feel silly if I don't even ask.
Right.
Juneau, Alaska isn't named after Juneau, is it?
It is not.
Okay.
Norway and Sweden?
Yep.
Okay.
Norway and Sweden is correct.
Okay. And Josh, I believe it's your turn.
Okay, there are two words in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary that come from the Basque language. What are they?
Is one a game of some kind?
It certainly is.
Yes.
That's the easy one.
Is it
Hi-Li? It is Hi-Li.
There you go.
Hi-Li is one. The other one comes to us kind of by way of Spanish, but it's originally a Basque word.
Can you give us a general idea of what?
Yeah, it's actually it describes how shall I say this? It describes a landscape element that's mostly found in the United States.
It describes it.
Yeah, I mean it's a name for it. It's a type of landscape element. I don't want to get too much more specific.
A feature
of
a landscape?
Yeah, a feature of the landscape. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Feature?
Yeah.
A landscape?
Feature of the
Hello, are you on?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. You have to turn down your radio, though.
I just did. You came on very quickly.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Joseph from Virginia. Hello.
Good.
Dana, Kira, and Joshua?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I got them all three right this time. Anyway, I have two questions. One is, you're going to get an influx of calls from Virginia historians, but which I'm the only one who ever calls, but about Virginia history, and one about Russian geography.
All right.
The Virginia history one is, in 1619, in the colony of Jamestown, was named, and it's very, very famous here, red letter year. Why was it the red letter year, and what were the significance?
It was the first slave shipment to come to the United States in 1619.
There are two others.
Was it the first child born in the?
A little bit later. Okay. Virginia Dare was the first child.
Is it a personal, like a first marriage or something like that?
Let's see. No, they're larger than that. They're larger movements than that.
Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No. No.
Okay. Well, the very first women were brought in 1619. Mm-hmm. It had been an all-male colony up to that point. And then the very first tobacco was shipped out of the colony.
Ah, All right.
And the Russian geography question is, what is the only piece of land that is outside Russia that is part of the country of Russia? Mm-hmm. And the second part to that, there's a relatively famous person who was involved in it.
So that would be the Kaliningrad Oblast.
That is the Kaliningrad.
Which is the home of Immanuel Kant.
Okay, but this was someone who governed.
I think so.
Kaliningrad.
Wasn't it? Maybe did I make that up?
No.
No, you're probably right. I'm not aware of that part of it, but this was a person who governed Kaliningrad for 10 or 15 years. And he's famous today.
Was Putin the...
Yes. He was the waif adopted off the streets of Leningrad by the KGB and raised from age 12. He became the appointed governor of Kaliningrad for 10 years before he became the puppet of Yeltsin. Protégé.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks.
Quick on the draw there, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I have numerous state flag questions, but I'll just give you one. That's all you can take.
That's right.
So what is the only state flag that has one word and that word is hope on it?
Is that word in English?
It is.
Oh. I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know anything about state flags.
All right.
I'm sorry.
This is
you could have asked them all and I wouldn't have known.
This U.S. state flag has one word and that word is hope, H-O-P-E. Nope.
No.
All right.
That's for our listeners. They're smarter than us.
And the two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. and have been so for about 26 years. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is Ron from Oakland.
Hi.
Hi, and I have some guesses and then a question for you guys. In that category of obscure words starting with K, mm-hmm. is the wave motion, is that kinetics?
No.
Okay, and government by judges, is that the Kirkistocracy?
Close enough. Not quite close enough, I guess.
Okay. And how about on the foreign language songs in the top 10? One had to be Dominique by the Singing Nun.
The same year as Sukiyaki, Dominique by the Singing Nun.
Dominique.
Okay. And her name was Sister something or other.
Janine Deckers.
That's right. Okay. Now, my question for you is, I'm going to give you three clues, and I want you to give me the real-world equivalents of each clue, okay? Now, the first one is, the son of Nun leads a social movement. The second one is, the hard upper shell of a turtle, crustacean, or arachnid.
Well, that's a carapace.
That's right.
That's you, and because I was going to say, the son of Nun is me. That's Joshua.
That's
okay.
Good job.
Carapace, that's
and
good.
The third one, it rhymes with weed and takes up valuable time.
Must be something to do with...
It rhymes with weed?
Uh-huh, and takes up valuable time. And you're on the right...
He's talking about... He's talking about other callers to the show, not...
that's not... I was looking for something with Dana.
And I couldn't think of one for Dana, so that's all I got.
All right.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
These songs with foreign names?
Yes.
Feliz Navidad?
No, that was never number one on the Billboard Hot 100, but that is a great guess. And
what about Guantanamera?
Oh, Guantanamera? No, also never a number one.
Okay, I'll do better on the movies.
Okay.
you're looking for three movies, right?
I am.
Jane Fonda and John Voight for Coming Home?
That was the middle movie, so yes. So one before...
Peter Finch and Faye Dunaway... What was that movie?
Network.
Network, yes. One more.
Oh, Catherine Hepburn and Henry Fonda on Golden Pond?
That is correct. Nicely done, sir.
Wow. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
I have some guesses. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dave Clark 5.
That's right. Yep.
Excellent. K-words, to flog. Well, this is a kind of whip, but I think it could be used as a verb. Canute.
Yes.
K-N-O-U-T.
That was my guess. I'd never heard it used as a verb, but I was going to get there if time
but
ran.
If you wanted to canute somebody, you know what they meant.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Knout, I thought.
Yeah, knout.
I always thought.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I think the K is silent for some reason, but I could be wrong.
Mm.
Yeah.
And trickery, deceitfulness would have to be knavery.
Mm. No.
Whoa.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's not.
Honorary bell. All right, I can live without it.
There you go.
Another thing that is tattooed on Lydia is the red, white, and blue.
That is correct.
That's the flag.
Or the red, white, and blue.
I wanted to note in passing that the lyric that was called in with earlier about over her left kidney was a bird's eye view of Sydney.
Okay.
That's from an older song called The Tattooed French Lady. The Kingston Trio did it in the 50s and copyrighted it under their name, but it goes back to before Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
Very interesting. Thank you.
And last, a guess about a U.S. city with a name from Roman mythology, Neptune, New Jersey.
Not in the top 200 cities anyway.
Oh, too bad. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, David from Berkeley.
Hi, David.
I waited long enough, and all of those were answered, which was Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Kourou, and Nauting.
So okay.
All I'm left with is a question. It's late in the game. Can I ask?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. What money currency's nickname is frequently used that is similar to your president, Donny's, recent illegal action?
Once more.
What money currency's nickname that is frequently used is similar to your president, the Donny, recent illegal action?
Oh, a quid. In other words, quid for pound is instead of quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Love the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to jump in with another.
Go ahead.
Take a call.
Go ahead.
So, a statue of a male nude, is that a caryatid?
No.
Okay.
Oh, they're
women, aren't they?
The crying ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a kurios.
That's good.
That's what it is. I'm
Kuros.
Sorry. Kuros. Kuros.
Very good.
Okay.
That's the statue of a nude male.
Right.
Very good.
Got it.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Julie from San Francisco.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. I was going to guess Kuros also.
Sorry. There you go.
And I have one long shot for the foreign language song. Would it be Eres Tu?
No,
ooh.
I'm afraid not.
That was an oldie but goodie. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. This is Hal. I'm Fremont. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. Thank you, Hal.
Good. A couple answers. I'm guessing pocket violin. Has anybody guessed that one yet?
No.
Is that a kit?
Oh, a pocket violin. Yes, that is a kit.
Yes.
K-I-T.
Okay.
Very good.
K-I-T, yes.
I thought it might be a Chrysler phone.
Very good.
Yeah. Also, the state with the word hope on it, is that Rhode Island, by the way?
It is Rhode Island, yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Hope is on the Rhode Island flag.
And last one, you talked about Academy Award winners for Lead the Broken Movie. Was Kramer versus Kramer in there?
Kramer versus Kramer. No, Dustin Hoffman won Best Actor, but Meryl Streep won Best Supporting Actress.
Right.
That's the mismatch there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was in my head. All right. I just thought I'd check.
Maybe she didn't even win. Maybe she was only in the running.
No, she won.
She won?
She won.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great show as always. Appreciate
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Stephen Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I know the first hip-hop group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
That is correct.
Good job.
Well done. That kills that category. Nicely done.
Yeah.
And then Lydia had, I know she had ships on her hips.
She did. That's the final one, ships on her hips.
Oh, was that the last one?
The ships on her hips made her heart skip a beat, and now the old boy is at the head of the fleet.
Yeah. That's correct.
And then you were talking about World Fair earlier.
Right.
So do you know what the four attractions from the 1964 World's Fair that ended up in Disneyland are?
It's a small world.
That's one of them, yeah.
Right. The well, Disneyland, or are you also talking about the sphere at Epcot?
No.
No, Disneyland? Okay.
Well, I know it's a small world because Disney actually built, they produced that.
Right, they
that
wrote the
their,
song to
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
So they made all four attractions for the World's Fair, and then they ended up moving them to Disneyland afterwards.
I don't, what else? 64.
What about the Hall of Presidents, or whatever that was called?
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, yes.
Okay.
Oh, is that one of them? Good. Oh.
Sorry. I only know the Florida version.
What else? Was one a ride of some kind?
The last two, one of them ended up on a ride, and one of them is kind of a ride, kind of a show.
Oh, it wasn't, okay, so it wasn't the Wedway People Mover?
No.
Okay.
Country Bear Jamboree?
No.
The ride, was it one of the black light rides, like Snow White, Mr. Toad, that kind of thing?
No, those are all original with Disneyland in 1955.
Oh, you better fill us in.
Was it Space Mountain?
So one of them was Carousel of Progress.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
And then the last one, it was original at the World's Fair, it was called Ford's Magic Skyway, where you rode around in a Ford. and one of the things that you looked at on the ride was dinosaurs. So they moved all the dinosaurs Now it's the Primeval World Diorama, which is on the Disneyland Railroad.
So you went around in a Ford, then you looked at dinosaurs. That's a very interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, so looking at dinosaurs from a train now is about as makes about as much sense as looking at it from a Ford Mustang.
Right, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yes.
Before we take another call, I'm going to just soften up my land border question. I've got three pairs left. I want to just tell you that two of them are in Central America. One of them is in Europe. If that helps at all.
Is Estonia and Latvia are they close?
No, because they
much
both
of
have their
Russia. Mm-hmm, yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. But if you think about what in Europe most resembles like Haiti and Dominican Republic, it'll come to you.
How about so Russia and Finland would not be one.
Russia's got an
Okay, yeah, right. Ireland and the UK.
There you go.
Wow.
But that's a relatively small border, isn't it?
It's 100%
of each other's borders.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. Okay. all right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Okay. Mythical cities. How about Phoenix?
Phoenix is it is mythical, mythological, but it was not a god or a goddess or.
Oh, I didn't know you'd specify that.
There had to be a mythological figure. Well, I suppose in a sense it
you
is.
You didn't
but
specify.
They're more of gods or goddesses, but I'll give you credit for that.
I have a question.
Yes.
The year 69 A.D. was known as the year of four Caesars. Who were they? What happened to them?
I don't know the four Caesars. One of them was Justinian, except unless he wasn't.
No, not Justinian.
Is that when was Nero one?
Yeah.
And
what happened to him?
He was killed.
No.
No, he was he committed suicide.
Suicide, right? He was replaced by Galba.
Galba, yes.
And what happened to Galba?
Galba was murdered.
Yeah, by the Praetorian Guard. And
right.
He was replaced by? Otho.
Okay.
Oh.
And he committed suicide, and he was replaced by?
Then they had a longer serving.
Vitellius. No. Vitellius didn't last long either. He was done in by Vespasian's soldiers, and then Vespasian.
All right.
Okay. It was a high mortality job.
Yes. Everybody wanted it. Nobody lasted very long.
Is the other color Red Bank? Probably not. I think that's too small.
Not Red Bank. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Fran, San Francisco.
Fran.
I'm going to guess Volare for the Hall of Fame. Not Hall of Fame, for the foreign song.
Volare was one of them. That is correct.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first one.
Okay. I have a...
We're almost out of time, Fran. Maybe you should save that for next week.
Oh, shit, so what should I do?
Save it for next week. It's fine.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
We better clean up here. So, what do we got?
Okay, the other two songs, foreign language songs that hit number one, Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. The only words in English were rock me. And Despacito, Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, featuring Justin Bieber. The rest of the, all I have are the rest of the tattoos. So did you want to take care of them, Dana?
I thought we got them all.
No, it was the last on the list of tattoos.
Oh, I see.
We had Kankakee, which is in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We had Paris. We had Niagara, Buffalo Bill with his lasso, Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon.
With Godiva and Godiva with her pajamas on.
There it is. That's what we had
right.
left.
All right.
Good.
Okay. And Josh?
The missing country pairs are Nicaragua and Honduras and Panama and Costa Rica. And the other word that comes to us from Basque is the word chaparral.
Oh. The four largest cities in the U.S. with colors, English colors in their names. The one nobody got was Brownsville, Texas.
Oh, of course.
Brownsville Station.
The three largest cities in the U.S. named after Roman mythological figures or gods or goddesses. The ones nobody got were Aurora, Colorado, and Aurora, Illinois. let's see. The K words. The study of wave motion is Kymatology, K-Y. Government by judges is Kritovsky. Wait a minute. Kritarsky.
Critocracy.
Critocracy. What am I? What I miswrote. I'm sorry. Disruptive trickery or nonsense is kidology. Anyway, if we can get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Damian D. Minor and Steve Wilgott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.